Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the Boogies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Things are happening so fast south of the border, you have to read Twitter to keep up. One day, Chelsea Manning is headed for freedom. Another day, Donald Trump is heading for the White House. So this week, I'm looking at two movies about iconic American things that are fast. There's a biopic about fast food and an action movie about fast cars, fast planes, and fast motorcycles. Triple X, Return of Xander Cage, directed by DJ Caruso. American bigwigs are meeting in a high-rise, and they are very worried. A top-secret device known as Pandora's Box has fallen into enemy hands. It looks like a VHS tape, but it has the power to turn satellites into weapons of mass destruction, plunging to Earth on their targets in a blaze of fire. But their meeting is broken up by a surprise attack by ghost agents. Powerful paramilitary figures that are totally off the grid. So the head bigwig, played by Toni Collette, hires the legendary Xander Cage, played by Vin Diesel, a Triple X agent, to track down the bad guys and bring Pandora's Box back home. The problem is, how do you tell the good guys from the bad guys? Xander's offered a team of Sergeant Nick Fury types, but he rejects them. Instead, he gathers his own team of misfits. There's Adele, a green-haired Aussie sniper, and Tennyson, a car crash maniac, among many others. Xander Cage himself is an expert in extreme sports involving skis, skateboards, and parkour. He's also popular with the ladies. He regularly sleeps with six models simultaneously. Why or how or what he does, the movie doesn't explain. The opposing team includes martial arts greats, played by Donnie Yen and Tony Jaa from Hong Kong and Thailand, respectively, and the beautiful Serena, an Indian model named Deepika Padukone. The big showdown is supposed to take place in an open-air rave, in a remote island, supposedly in the Philippines, but there don't seem to be any Filipinos there. But should they be fighting each other, or should they be against the source of the trouble, those military-industrial bigwigs who started it all? Okay, Triple X, Return of Xander Cage is an action movie, but not a thriller. Very international cast and a weird obsession with the 1990s, complete with 90s rave culture, clothing, tattoos, even a guest appearance by Ice Cube. There are a few funny lines, but most of the dialogue is painfully bad, filled with fake profundity like, "Patriotism is dead now. There's only rebels and tyrants." What does that mean? I have no idea. So great chase scenes, including motorcycles on skis racing through a tubular wave on a beach. That was fantastic. They have okay fights, though. I wish they had a bit more martial arts going on. They skimped on that. Plus lots of explosions, shootouts, car crashes, and falling from great heights. Lots of violence, but surprisingly, less blood than I see shaving in the morning. And I have a beard, which makes the violence comical, or more like a comic book. So watch this silly movie if you're into extreme sport action movies and you just want to kill some time. It's not a great movie by any measure, but it's an enjoyable distraction. The Founder, directed by John Lee Hancock. It's mid-century in Middle America. Ray Kroc, played by Michael Keaton, is an unsuccessful traveling salesman. His mind is full of get-rich-quick schemes, but they always seem to fail. Still, he relentlessly plies the highways with samples of merchandise and the endless sales patter he carefully rehearses at night in his motel rooms. Right now, it's Steel milkshake machines that he sells to drive-in burger joints popping up nationwide. These are places where leather-jacketed toughs and girls in bobby socks gather to smoke cigarettes and listen to the jukebox. Terrible service, cold food, long waits. But when he takes a telephone order from Santa Barbara, California, his ears perk up. A restaurant there want six of them. Six milkshake machines? Surely there must be some mistake. He drives out to investigate, and there he finds McDonald's. They sell burgers, fries, milkshakes. The lines are long but speedy. The food is delicious. The service is perfect. No car hops, no jukebox, no cigarettes here. So he meets up with the owners, Mac and Dick McDonald, played by John Carroll Lynch and Nick Offerman. It's their baby, they say. They plan the menu, the logo, the golden arches. They design the logistics. They built the ketchup and mustard squirters. They arrange the grills for maximum efficiency. And they're making money hand over fist. Ray Kroc sees his future and limitless wealth in franchising these restaurants across the country. Problem is, the McDonald's don't want to expand. They want to keep it local and under their supervision. But Ray convinces them he'll stay true to their wishes and bring them in lots of money. But who will ultimately be in charge? The McDonald brothers or McDonald's Corporation? The founder is a fascinating look at the history of that well-known brand. It looks at Kroc's home life, his business dealings, and his affairs. Keaton is fantastic. He was not my favorite, but he is really great in this movie. And his portrayal as the ambitious but unlikable Ray Kroc is skillfully nuanced and complex. You sympathize with him since he's the main character in the movie, but you recoil from how he treats the honest and forthright McDonald's brothers. This biopic is not a softball look at McDonald's, not at all. It's a hard-hitting look at a successful but ruthless businessman. Good movie. The founder and XXX Return of Xander Cage both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.